This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine is Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show. It's coming to you live right here from Melbourne, the world's most livable city, on the world's best LGBTI radio station. You can listen to us on radio, by streaming, and of course via podcast. We bring you an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present and future. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. But good morning to my co-host Tess, Paul on panel, our esteemed producer Fiona, and to all our listeners. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning, Macca. How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
Firing on all cylinders?
Absolutely.
Feeling good. Fit and healthy?
Yes. House move is complete, all done.
Congratulations.
I still have 7 archive boxes to unpack.
Oh, you know, if you don't look at them, just chuck it out.
No. I've already had a bit of a cull.
Oh, okay.
Big cull.
See, I still have boxes that I haven't opened from when I moved into my current home 23 years ago.
Well, perhaps you need to have a look.
I think I'm just going to pick them up one day. When I'm feeling a little bit confident, straight in the bin.
I nearly did that, but there was a couple of boxes that were in a similar situation I'd had for many, many years. Rather than just turf them, I actually went through them. And you know what I found?
Mm.
I found some pictures, not of my life, but of my parents' life, and a picture of my father in Tokyo standing next to General MacArthur in his office.
Well, that's pretty good.
Because my father was attached to General MacArthur's office.
That's pretty good.
So there was that, and there was a few others.
I can guarantee you I've got nothing like that in my boxes. But my boxes are basically full of old assignments.
Yeah, but just check them because you never know. There might be something in there that is of value to you and you've actually forgotten about it. So don't just turf them out.
No, you're actually quite right because one of my boxes actually might have some old cabinet submissions in it.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, nothing's ever new in politics. Just change the names and put them in again. Now, here's a message. We love hearing about your boxes at 10 a.m. in the morning. Cheers, Macca and Sula.
Who's that from?
That's from it's actually from a former Joy treasurer.
Right. Good morning, former Joy treasurer.
Yes. Send our regards to your sister.
Yeah. My neighbour, really, isn't she?
Yeah, that's right. Mm. National Party deputy leader lives in Elwood.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. We'll probably get a text about that. I wanted to talk a little bit about... I saw something extraordinary. Someone who travels a lot in the past and someone who uses their credit card a lot. I was amazed that the Federal Finance Minister had 4 airfares on his credit card from a travel company that he hadn't paid. Sorry, not on his credit card. The airfares had been booked by a travel company, and no, I'm not gonna name them, Tass. And they still listed the amount as outstanding. They didn't think to chase him up. Bear in mind, these airfares are about 18 months, 2 years old. He didn't pay them because they didn't ask him to pay them. Oh, they had my credit card details on file. No one thought to follow him up. And he actually didn't think, oh, you know, I haven't paid for those airfares for my family holiday.
Macca, what do you think would happen if you didn't pay a bill?
I know what happened. I used to be a repo man and a debt collector. I know
so somebody would knock on your door to make a collection. Yeah. So why didn't this occur in this instance?
Why didn't they follow him up when it was listed in their internal systems as overdue? Oh, look, I just thought... But what it, that's one issue. What it says to me is, if you're so good at running your own finances that you don't remember you haven't paid for an airfare... Why are you in charge of the nation's finances? Mm,
exactly.
Along with with the treasurer.
Unless, you know, several thousand dollars is just something that you sneeze at.
Oh, that's right.
You know, it's such a small amount
of money. It's just a whole lot of Belgian
wash. It's just rounding up or rounding down. It's hardly, make a difference.
It's a lot of Belgian waffles, isn't it?
Mm. I actually think that the government have lost a bit more credibility yet again. Yeah, they were so desperate to run their stop the boat strategy.
I wouldn't have thought it was a deep pond, to be honest.
Well, look, you may be right, but the truth is, Macca, they were so desperate to get the boats back on the agenda and the great work that they think that they are doing, attacking Medivac and attacking refugees, that was completely gazumped by this issue.
Yeah.
And it just looks like greed, to be honest.
Shambolic.
Absolute greed.
Shambolic.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.